Aristotle taught that there is no absolute up and down, no absolute position in space, for there is no space. What a marvelous observation for a philosopher so many, many years ago. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, bringing you Absolute Philosopher. Aristotle taught there is no absolute up and down, no absolute position in space, for there is no space. Think about it. That's an amazing observation to come from a time before a lot of awareness of the scientific community to realize, as they tell us today, there is no space and there is no time. All is here and now, right now. Now, how did Aristotle come into this awareness? How did he come to this understanding that if there is no space, there is no time? He listened to a voice within him. In fact, all philosophers listen to the voices within them. And some philosophers listen more bountifully than others, but all philosophers gain their philosophical convictions and awareness by listening within. Certainly not by listening without. A philosopher does not become a philosopher by studying someone else's philosophy. A philosopher becomes a philosopher by listening to that voice within him, that infinite wisdom within him, and that infinite awareness within him, and then speaking from that awareness. It's very interesting. As the saying goes, you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time you are coming to a point of information that has been thought about in the past. The idea that's been thought about in the past, you allow that to be sort of a marker as you go along in your own thinking system. However, the wheel in itself has been a limitation. It's been a limitation to many discoverers, many scientific workers, because it gave them certain parameters that they had to have. Now, we think that certain things are cut in stone, certain things are information that cannot be changed and cannot be real. It's interesting, as I was looking at some facts the other day, the Egyptians are the ones who gave the circle its 360 degrees. They arbitrarily gave it 360 degrees because this was their zodiacal signs that they were using. The year they gave 360 days, and then they added 5 days to each year to make up for the missing 5 days that took place in a year. Now, how did they know all this? And how did they come to these conclusions? Is there a perfect number of the absolute number of days in a given year? Do we know what every year is going to be? And the answer is no. We have an idea, and we have an expectation over a period of time of what a normal number of days in a year would be. But then, because of the changing orbital position of the Earth around the Sun and the Earth in the axis of the universal consciousness in the universal galaxies or star systems, that this has a slight variation to it, because there's no absolute concept for it. The absolute concept transcends that. And this is the concept that Aristotle drew our attention to. He said, there is no up, there is no down, no absolute up, no absolute down. There is no absolute position in space. And the reason that he says there's no absolute position in space is that from a relative point of view, there is no specific, definite, always the same space and point in time. And this, of course, doesn't sound too exciting to us, but it's a fact that exists. Now, what is the actual beingness? You see, when we talk in the absolute consciousness, in the absolute frame, we are talking about an idea. We're talking about a concept. And because we're talking about a concept, that concept can be complete within itself, fulfilled within itself, and is, which is never changing, always exactly the same. And you say, but on the relative level, that's not true. And even, I'm sure, on the absolute level, that's not true, you say. Well, that's an observation that we find difficult to prove. It's difficult enough for us to prove it on the relative level. But think about it. Time, space, everything that exists are concepts. And these are concepts that have reality to them only insofar as we give it to them. Only insofar as we investigate into these things do we give it reality and do we give it purpose or place. Of itself, it has no purpose. Of itself, it has no place. Of itself, it has no reality, you might say. It is only when it is put into use that it has a reality. Now, in the infinite allness of all, are concepts put into purpose? Are concepts put into expression? Does absolute, the infinite creative cause of all, does it put these things into purpose? And the answer is no. It cannot put these things into purpose because these things are concepts. In absolute realm of thinking, you might say, a concept is created called humanity. And this concept, which is called humanity, is a rather fascinating thing, because that's who we are. That's who we are expressing as at the moment. This concept is given many parameters. And the parameters that it is given are not consistent with the parameters of absolute. So its parameters are variable and constantly changing. And its parameters are based upon this, that, and the other thing. If the sky is raining, and if the clouds are heavy, the moon cannot be seen. But the moon, however, is always there. If during the day the clouds in the sky are very heavy, you cannot see the sun, even though the world is rather illumined by the sun, which shines beyond the clouds, which reflects through the clouds and gives light to the earth, but no appearance of the sun itself. Now, you say, well, that's obvious stuff. That's obvious. Well, can you see how relative it is? Can you see how it is subject to one condition or another condition? And as these conditions in their infinite variety change, then the expression of the infinite variety of conditions change. The concept always is the same. The concept, the sun is there, the moon is there, the earth is there, the planets are there, these things are there. And how long they're there? They're there as long as we wish them to be there, as long as we think them to be there. Have you ever noticed how the scientific community has a great delight in talking about the earth has been here for 15 billion years? Perhaps not as the earth, but I mean 15 billion years ago the Big Bang Theory took place. And the Big Bang Theory is going into a receding period or a expanding period, depending upon which philosophy. Oh, is that right? Scientist, philosopher? Yeah. Which scientist do you listen to? Which scientist is giving you his concept of what reality is? And really, each scientist is creating his own reality. He's creating his own concept. He's creating his own way of looking at things, and it's quite charming. Now, what about you and me? Can we do the same thing? We do it all the time. We do it all the time. We create our world as a world of relativeness, or we create our world as it really is, as absolute. Now, if I say to you, come, let us play a game of rummy. And you say, all right. And you say, what are the rules? And I say, well, here is a book. And this book is called Rules of Rummy. And in this book, there are 300 sets of rules of rummy that are designed by technicians, by people who are very adept at these things, by mama and papa, by kids, by the whole world of possibilities. Now, by which rules do you want to play? And so then you determine which rules you want to play, and then you read them and understand them, and then you play by them. And so the concept of rummy exists, and the concept of its many rules exist, and the concept of each rule is there, and it exists. Now, Which one do we apply to our world? Which one do we make as something important for us? This is what Aristotle was talking about. He was talking about the concepts, that there is no absolute up, no absolute down, no place in space, no place in time. All just is and is. Now, when the is or concept is drawn upon and utilized by a human being, and a human being is a concept too, and the concept of the human being is that it is responded and responsible to the rules that govern it. Now, can a human being transcend the rules that govern it? Can the human being not appear to die at the period that it dies? Can a human being not be sick when it appears to be sick? Can a human being not be poor when it appears to be poor? Can it, all these things? Yes, it can. And merely by changing its attitude about its concept. You see, the concept is the total picture. This is the absolute ideal. And the absolute ideal is in all areas, but yet it is not in the area of being utilized by another concept called human beings. Now, we have another concept, not too different from that. We call it animals or dogs. And every one of these animals or dogs fit into the game rules that we set up for it. We say a golden retriever looks like a golden retriever, and a schnauzer looks like a schnauzer, and a minipin looks like a minipin. And we say these things, and we don't think a thing about it. And yet, we are being the greatest philosophers in the world by our recognition that each is a concept expressing itself as a physical object in our presence. Now, what does this have to do with no absolute up and no absolute down? Well, if there were an absolute up and an absolute down, then we would be respondent and responsible to it. We would have to live within that awareness, in that consciousness. And is that where we want to live? Is that what we want to do? Well, that's a good question. It's not good nor bad, but it's just a good question. If there's no absolute up and no absolute down, no space, then why do we limit ourselves by space? We don't. Our mind can flit us through the universe. Our mind can take us from point to point here on Earth with just the flick of a, so to speak, our TV screen, with just a channel. With the flick of our mind, we watch something on TV, and then we say to someone, oh, did you see that show on TV? It did this and that, and it went to Malaysia, it went to China, it went down to Australia, it went to New York, and it did all these things. Oh, boy, that was so... And as you are relating that, you are mentally making that same journey, and you are having the time of your life and doing it. You see, there is no absolute up and no absolute down, no absolute place and space and time, but there is a relative condition, and that's what we live by. And we try to make it into an absolute up and down because we want to say, New York is in New York. Well, ain't necessarily so. Let's give a few centuries to New York, and it may well have a name change. You have to understand that. You look at the freeways and the highways, and one day the highway was named a certain parkway, and then the next thing you know, it's John Wayne Freeway, and then the next thing you know, it's Martin Luther King Road, you know. And hey, they're always changing. Whoever's name is on top, then their name is the highway, and people get used to highways being called certain things. So what do they do to alleviate the problem? They give the highways numbers and names. And they say, this is the John Wayne Freeway, and this is Freeway 47, for instance. I'm sure that's not what it is, but Freeway 47. And then Freeway 47 remains the same throughout the years. But the John Wayne aspect of it, if John Wayne, his character were impugned in some way, they would quickly take it off. Like when Richard Nixon was president of the United States, and he resigned, or rather was ousted from his office as president, all of the places that had his name on their highways, their streets, their cities, and their, they ticked them off because he was not a reputable president at that moment. And so you see, we cannot say that anything is absolute. We cannot say that anything in time or space or in the up or the down is absolute. All we do is we live in this relative world. But what did I explain to you was more close to the absolute? The numbers that are used. And this is true throughout all of our discussions and throughout all of our thinking in the realm of the absolute. Numbers, mathematics, seem to be close to absolute awareness. Think on these things. It's a joy and a charm and a wonder as you consider these possibilities. Because life is filled with wonderful opportunities to expand our consciousness in areas we never dreamed possible before. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.